The Holy Gospel of Luke, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Then they sailed to the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. When Jesus had stepped out on land, there met him a man from the city who had demons. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he had not lived in a house, but lived among the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and said with a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many a time it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles. But he would break the chains and the bonds and be driven by the demon into the desert. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion." For many demons had entered him, and they begged him not to command them to depart into the abyss. Now a large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. When the herdsmen saw what had happened, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. And people went out to see what had happened, and they came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who had seen it told them how the demon-possessed man had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with Jesus, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." And he went away, proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I will call upon the Lord, the rock, my redeemer, my salvation. Some don't call upon him, God that is. They're obstinate, stubborn. German. They walk in ways that are not good. They pursue their own imaginations. They pursue whatever it is that they want. They even provoke the Lord, seeking other gods. They hide in the darkness. They do exactly the opposite of what the Lord asks. They even say, "Stay away from us. We're too sacred for you. We're too good for you." Know anybody like that? I was there that day, you know. That day when Jesus came across the lake with his disciples. There sure were some obstinate people there. That day was nuts! Of course, the first thing that happened to Jesus was that Lucius came to him. Well, that's not the name that everybody remembers. They remember that name that he called himself, Legion. This guy was literally off his meds. He was all messed up in the head. He even lived in the cemetery? Come on. He was naked all the time. He had to be kept under watch. He was locked up hand and foot. He was filled with a lot of darkness. And yet, Jesus came up to Lucius, Legion. No problem. In fact, the reaction was crazy. Of course, if you saw Legion, you'd think he's crazy. And Legion was yelling out, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" And Legion was begging not to be tortured. I don't think he knew Jesus. Legion stayed among the graves. He never went anywhere. How could he know Jesus? I mean, that's crazy too. And Jesus showed such poise, command. Jesus didn't flinch. He told the spirit to get out of Legion. And that's when it got even more off the hook. The demons caused Lucius to run all over the place, throwing his body violently all over the ground. He even broke the chains. Lucius was crazy strong, but this guy Jesus, I couldn't believe it. He was even stronger. I don't know who or what was talking, but Lucius' voice was deep and angry and powerful and fearful. And he was talking even more crazy than normal. I mean, he was saying stuff like, "Don't send us into the abyss." Apparently he knew Sean Connery. It was like he knew something more. Like there was some underworld set aside for where the demons would be sent and locked away. I don't know, man. This was freaky stuff. The demons who filled Lucius begged Jesus to let them go into the pigs. Jesus says, "Sure." And then all these demon pigs run down the bank and into the lake, and that was it. It's over. They drown. That was messed up. I guess Jesus had the last word after all. Now, some people I know, they saw all this. And they went into town out in the country and wherever they needed to go. People came out then to see what had happened, and they saw Jesus, cool as a cucumber. And Lucius was right there at Jesus' feet, just listening to every word that Jesus had to say. First time Lucius hardly recognized the guy. First time Lucius even had clothes on for a long time. He was all clean shaven, looking good, not a care in the world. In fact, he was at peace. And he was filled with joy. Talk about crazy. Well, this freaked everybody out. They told Jesus, "You know what, man, you got to leave." So he and his friends took off, and that was it. Now, Lucius wanted to go with Jesus, but Jesus just told him to go home. Home, can you believe that? Go home and tell everyone about what God has done for you. And that's what Lucius does to this day. In fact, Lucius told me about Jesus, and I'm simply astounded. I've known about Lucius for a long time, and since Jesus came through and entered into his life, Lucius is completely different. He had like some kind of extreme makeover or something. No more Legion. He was lost, now he's found. He was blind, now he sees. All that. For real. And it is crazy how Lucius isn't crazy. Jesus changed Lucius forever. I mean, if Jesus can do all that, I believe, and I will call upon the Lord. Lucius was saved. A person can only bang their head so many times into a gravestone without knocking himself out. And I'm surprised Lucius didn't run himself into the lake and drown. He was so possessed. But now we're buddies, me and Lucius. And I'm different too because of Jesus. I feel saved myself from my demons. I'm not a prisoner anymore either. The chains are off. They're broken, destroyed. And I'm saved by faith too. Faith in Jesus. I wish I could have sat at Jesus' feet as he's telling the stories and just listened to Jesus talking about God's kingdom. But I do keep hearing more and more about how Jesus heals. How Jesus feeds thousands of people. Stadiums full. In fact, just before he came over on the boat to our side of the lake, he had calmed a storm. I mean, who does that? That even the winds and the waters obey him. He's God. For sure, in my book. Now, I know a lot of people around here don't think so. Him sending the pigs into the water. They were pretty mad. But they just were thinking of themselves. Might I remind you they're obstinate and stubborn? You ask me, I think some of them might have been demon-possessed. And it seems like a lot of folks these days are under the sway of the evil one. How about you? Are you locked in and under the possession of some demon? Or are you calling on Jesus, who saved my friend, who saved me, who changed my body? And all Lucius and I want to do is praise Jesus. He saved us from our enemies. He saved us from the demons in our lives. He saved us from ourselves even. I know Lucius and I are going to keep praising Jesus and calling upon his name. Jesus lives, and we live too. Blessed be the rock, the foundation of my faith. Praise be to the God of my salvation. May he be exalted every day for the great and glorious things that he has done. I lift up my soul too. Lift up my soul to you, O Lord. I trust in you, O my God. You are a shield around me. You are a refuge and a help in time of trouble. You give me glory and lift up my head, O Lord. You answer from your holy hill. You answered from that hill of Calvary where you were dead. But you're not dead. You rose. You are alive, O Great One, and you took me from my depth, and you redeemed me, and you sustained me, O Lord. You have delivered me from the depths. Sweet Jesus, you are my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You are the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In the day of trouble, you kept me safe in you, O Lord, in your dwelling, in the tabernacle of Jesus himself, the Savior. hear my voice when I call out to you, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Lead me in straight paths. Show me your salvation. And help me to be strong and take heart and to wait for you and to call out for you, Lord. I know you hear my cries for mercy. Praise be to you, O Lord. You are my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in you, and I am helped by you. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to you, my strength, my fortress, my salvation, my Savior. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord lives, and blessed be the rock. Praise to you, my Lord. May the God of my salvation be exalted. Amen. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. A day to praise you and exalt you, for you give us glory. You change us from the inside out. You make us different. Lord, each of us walks along and has different things going on in our hearts and minds. And you know what it is. And Lord, we ask you to change us if we need to be changed. Keep us from temptation. Give us our daily bread. Help us to put you first, O Lord, not putting ourselves first. Help us to see that you're the one who washes us clean. You're the one who loves us so greatly that you give your compassion and your forgiveness and your forever salvation. Change our hearts, O Lord. Make us ever true. Help us every day follow. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.